Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I am Eric Ritterby.
And we are talking about Birds of Prey, the really long title of Harley Quinn.
The Emancipation of Harley Quinn or something like that?
The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Ah, I love that title better. In fact, I wish they just used that title and not Birds of Prey.
Right, because it was a little misleading. Birds of Prey makes it sound like a straight-up action movie. This was not. This was a fun, campy, romp, wild, and colorful as Harley Quinn herself, I think I had mentioned right after the movie.
It was so funny. It's one of the funniest movies I'd seen in a long time. It was a lot of fun.
It's rated R, so you can't take your kids.
Nope.
For good reason.
And you know what? I realized she broke the fourth wall as well.
Quite a bit, and it was well done the way she did. It kind of reminded me, as I called it, like Deadpool's DC girlfriend, but not really. You know, she breaks the fourth wall. She's got a lot of that violence in there. There's a lot of humor. Mm-hmm. And it just worked for me. I mean, I thought it was much better than Suicide Squad.
And she broke up with Mr. J.
Mr. J. Oh, fine, fine. You know, who wouldn't break up with Jared Leto as Mr. J?
That doesn't sound like Jared at all.
No, he's like, I'm a method actor.
Do you ever want to see him as Joker again?
Never, ever. But I'm excited to see him as Morbius, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah. So my expectations were exceeded with this film. I went in with pretty low expectations.
Same here. I mean, you know, and you can... Really, I went in with expectations based upon the Suicide Squad, so I could really only go up from there.
Yeah, that's true. The greatest thing about the Suicide Squad movie was Harley Quinn and Margot Robbie playing her, and watching an entire movie with her was exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. And they, you said that initially Warner Brothers wanted to make a Harley and Joker movie.
They did. And the rumor was that the studio wanted that movie, but then Margot pitched this movie and they picked up this one instead.
And that's great because, A, it shows, you know, the kind of clout she has, which is good, and that she had good instincts on this one, and I'm glad they went with that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I was pleasantly surprised.
All right, let's hear your Harley Quinn imitation.
Mr. J. No?
Oh, Mr. J. No, I sound like Edith Bunker from All in the Family.
What?
Screenplay on AFN.